It's here and now. The California-based electric car manufacturer Tesla is hitting a few roadblocks. The company sells directly to consumers, the way Apple sells its iPad straight from an Apple store. But auto dealers' associations in many states say that selling direct is against the law, that Tesla needs to use a middleman, a franchise. Tesla doesn't agree, so the car dealers are taking the fight to courts and legislatures. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Asma Khalid looks at this tussle between Tesla and auto dealers in Massachusetts.
At an upscale shopping mall near Boston, opposite Victoria's Secret, there's a store that's become a sort of tourist attraction.
Faster than a BMW M5, Maseratis, Aston Martins.
Really?
Yeah, about 4 seconds flat, 0 to 60.
Grown men fawn over the shiny navy blue car in the Tesla shop. It's a Model S, an electric luxury sports vehicle that Motor Trend calls the 2013 Car of the Year. A salesman touts the virtues of the Model S to a potential customer who notices the sticker price, $126,000.
There's no negotiation at all.
That's correct. You know, we really wanted to alleviate a lot of the headaches about buying a car these days, and you know, we'd get rid of the dealership model, get rid of the haggling and negotiation.
As the salesman said, this Tesla shop is not a dealership. It's a Tesla factory store. There is no middleman, and it could be the way cars will be sold in the not-too-distant future. The Tesla experience was a major selling point for car buyer Peter Kirby.
Sat in the car in the showroom, and that night I put a deposit down.
Kirby has owned a Honda, a Volvo, and an Audi, and when he bought them, he says he always faced a runaround.
Where you're looking for this, and they have something that's almost that, but it doesn't have this feature, it doesn't have that, and then they try to push something extra on you that you don't necessarily want.
Kirby says buying his $90,000 Tesla was easy.
I went online, picked exactly what I wanted, knew what the price was. It's just a much easier experience, I'd have to say.
Tesla execs say a direct sales model is critical to their success. They say they're introducing new technology and need to persuade customers it's worth the money. So far, they only have about 19,000 of these Model S's out on the road.
We are not undertaking this model to in any way compromise the existing franchise dealer system.
That's Dermot O'Connell. He's in charge of Tesla's business development. He insists Tesla never intended to take on the traditional car dealerships. But Scott Duby, president of the Massachusetts Auto Dealers Association, says Tesla is breaking the law, specifically Chapter 93B, the franchise law, created to protect local car salesmen from big automakers coming in and undercutting them.
The way the law is written currently, a manufacturer cannot own a store.
So the auto dealers are taking Tesla to court for creating a model of unfair competition.
You know, if Tesla was to exist on its own, would that be the end of the world for us? No, it wouldn't be the end of the world. It's the precedent that it sets going forward that, you know, if you don't like the law, you just ignore it. So Ford, Chevy, Honda, Toyota, whoever it is, just ignore that part of the law and don't worry about it. Just go in and open up a franchise. Call it something else. They won't pay attention.
Duby worries about Chinese and Indian companies entering the market and selling their cars directly to customers. He said it could disrupt the entire franchise system. Here in Massachusetts, Tesla won the first court battle, but now the case is in the hands of the state's highest court. And Tesla is wrestling with similar battles in other states. Last week, the company won a temporary reprieve in Ohio, where an attempt to ban Tesla stores was beaten back. But the company's status is tenuous in Virginia, and it's lost the fight in Texas. Dermot O'Connell says car dealers need to adapt.
The dealers are trying to preserve a de facto monopoly that they've created over the course of the past century.
As both sides wait for a court decision, they're also sparring at the Massachusetts State House over competing bills. One would ban Tesla stores, the other would keep them open.
We've been warmly welcomed to Massachusetts. The one exception seems to be the Massachusetts Dealers Association. They have sued us twice, seeking to have our stores shut down. The Massachusetts Superior Court.
They say that they don't have enough vehicles right now in sales to support a dealer system. I think that's a lot of hogwash, quite frankly.
Massachusetts auto dealers say they don't want to put the brakes on Tesla. It's a cool car, they admit. Tesla just needs to sell it through a dealer. Robert Okineski is with the Auto Dealers Association.
When Toyota first started here in this country, it started with a single dealership. Nissan, a single dealership. Hyundai, Honda, they all started with single dealerships and expanded outward.
The issue is whether Tesla needs to follow that same path. Whatever the courts decide, Jeff Schuster says Tesla faces a bumpy road ahead. Schuster is an analyst with LMC Automotive in Detroit. He says Tesla may win its battles in a few states, but the big question is how this Tesla tussle plays out across the country. And that could fundamentally change the way we buy cars.
We could see this meeting somewhere in the middle if we look out into the future. I think it potentially could be some sort of a compromise where Tesla has more freedom than what the current structure allows.
In the long run, Schuster says, a world where both models can exist side by side would benefit car shoppers. But that decision isn't up to him. For now, the government is in the driver's seat. For Here and Now, I'm Asma Khalid in Boston.